ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Our next segment is our weekly ShareCare Health Makers interview. ShareCare Health Makers bring together the best minds in medicine, wellness, science, and technology to provide candid, thought-provoking insight into their respective fields. They also share their visions and concerns, from the future of healthcare to using technology to manage an aging population to how diet and exercise can alter our genes. Today we're listening to Dr. Andrew Weil, a renowned leader and pioneer in the field of integrative medicine, a healing-oriented approach to healthcare which encompasses body, mind, and spirit. Combining a Harvard education and a lifetime of practicing natural and preventive medicine, Dr. Weil is a founder and director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona Health Sciences Center. There, he's also a clinical professor of medicine and professor of public health and the Lavelle Jones Professor of Integrative Rheumatology. Dr. Weil will be discussing his specialty, integrative medicine, his critique on healthcare, and his views on the future of medicine.
Integrative medicine is the medicine of the future. It's the medicine people want. It's the medicine more and more doctors want to practice. It's first of all medicine that focuses on the body's innate mechanism of healing. Secondly, it looks at patients as whole persons, so not just physical bodies. It also looks at all aspects of lifestyle in trying to understand disease and illness. And it places great emphasis on the relationship between the practitioner and the patient, which is seen as crucial to the healing process. But I think what's the great promise today is that it's the medicine that's cost-effective, and I think it is really the solution to the healthcare crisis. First of all, alternative medicine suggests that you're trying to do something in place of conventional medicine, and that's never been my idea. You know, conventional medicine does some things very, very well. But conventional medicine is more and more suited to very serious illness, to crises. And we're trying to use it for everything that comes in the door. And for the vast majority of day-to-day illness, there are other ways of doing things that are cheaper, safer, more effective. But those methods are not being taught in medical school. So first of all, integrative medicine starts with conventional medicine, and then really works to broaden the knowledge base and the effectiveness by incorporating other ideas and practices. I was trained very well at Harvard Medical School in conventional science. If I see ideas out there that are in conflict with what I know to be scientifically true, obviously they don't belong in medical teaching. But there certainly are things out there that aren't accounted for. For example, the whole mind-body field, it runs up against the paradigm of materialism that dominates medicine today, materialism says that if you see a change in a physical system, the cause has to be physical. When you're talking about mind-body interactions, you're talking about non-physical causation of physical events. That doesn't compute in the current scientific model. So in that sense, that is threatening to the prevailing scientific paradigm. But to me, it's very reasonable. It conforms with my experience, and it has great efficacy and utility. In my view, mind and body are inseparable. They're two poles of the same reality. The current view, the prevailing view in science, which really goes back to Descartes, is that mind and body are in separate realms and don't interact. A lot of the phenomena that I'm most fascinated by, things like hypnosis, placebo responses, you know, these to conventional medicine, these look like curiosities in the worst sense of the word that aren't worth taking seriously. And so we ignore them. And in doing so, we cut ourselves off from a whole array of interventions that are cost-effective, safe, you know, often highly effective in modifying disease states. The fact is that, you know, when, you know, there are many demonstrations of this in guided imagery, which is one practical application of mind-body therapy, a common exercise is to have people close their eyes, imagine a lemon, try to smell it, feel it, then cut a slice of it, picture it dripping with juice, bringing it near your mouth. Almost everybody, when they do this, will salivate. I mean, that's a physical effect that has been caused by something in the mental realm. You know, historically, it's mostly dealt with things like sanitation and immunization, which is great, but that's not really the meat of prevention. The meat of prevention has to do with lifestyle medicine. And in my view, well, what we do in integrative medicine is much closer to that. You know, I see people who are well, who come to me for preventive lifestyle counseling. I can look at their family history, and maybe in the near future we'll look at their genomes as well, their personal history. We spot areas of risk. We look at the lifestyle choices that they're making, and we tell them how to tweak that in a better direction. There's actually very little of that done today, mainly because it's not paid for. You know, that as much as we talk about prevention, that's not where we put our money. And the practical obstacle to making changes here is priorities of reimbursement. That what insurance pays for is for procedures, for diagnostic tests, for giving drugs. It does not pay for a doctor to sit with a patient and talk to them about how to eat, or to teach them a breathing exercise to relax, or give them advice about exercise. That's just not paid for. In essence, we don't have a healthcare system. We have a disease management system, and it's very dysfunctional. And what's sad is that the great majority of that disease is preventable because it's related to lifestyle and choices of how people live. And unless we can shift that vast enterprise of disease management in the direction of health promotion and prevention and figure out how to make that pay, I don't see what we can do. I think we're going down. I mean, the management of disease is way too expensive. We can't contain these expenses. The other problem is that we've become dependent on technology for all of our fixes, pharmaceutical drugs being a prime example. I mean, one of the questions I like to ask physicians and as well as lay audiences is, how do we ever get in the habit of thinking that drugs are the only legitimate way to treat disease? If you told the average physician to manage a case without giving a drug, he or she wouldn't know what to do. If you told the average patient that a medical encounter wasn't going to result in a prescription, you know, he or she would be angry, frustrated, go to another practitioner until they got a prescription. I can imagine that what we call conventional medicine today, you know, high-tech medicine, is going to become more and more of a specialty, that it will be the specialty of allopathic medicine that deals with critical care, and it will be restricted to large hospitals that serve major urban areas, because I think it'll be too expensive to practice elsewhere. And I think a lot of smaller and community hospitals either aren't going to be there, or they'll transform into other kinds of institutions. I'd like to see a new kind of institution come into being that I like to think of as a healing center, that you go there if you're well for preventive lifestyle counseling, or you go there for the treatment of common illnesses, and the ordinary stuff, allergies, headaches, back pain, and you know, where integrative treatment will be practiced. And I also see these as kind of hybrids of spas and clinics, that you can go to these places, you stay for 5 days or a week, and when you come out, you know more than you went in about how to live. You know that healthy behavior is modeled for you. Maybe you learn how to cook, how to grow some of your own food, how to exercise, how to reduce stress. And I would see stays in these places being paid for by insurance in whole or in part. Certainly there will be a continued development of technological medicine. And I think, you know, some aspects of that would be great. I think the work in genomics, and then particularly in being able to individualize treatment based on genetic individuality, that's an area of tremendous promise. You know, targeted therapies, both and preventive strategies as well. You know, it may be that certain genomes are going to respond to a low-fat diet, others aren't. You know, that's something that would be very useful to know. I really do see integrative medicine as becoming mainstream in the very near future. It really is. It offers the promise of lowering healthcare costs, both by its attention to lifestyle and by bringing lower cost treatments into the mainstream that don't depend on expensive technology. So I really, you know, I see this as a big area of development.
That was Dr. Andrew Wild from ShareCare's Healthmakers Collection. Check out more Healthmaker interviews at www.sharecare.com/healthmakers.